And I read a few pages, and oh, man. Read it quick. Get done. Write your paper. And then about 50 pages in, a little light went on and said, you know, this could be very, very important for a large group gathering at Iowa Yearly Meeting. And we did it. We introduced it last year. Two sessions. Today we only have one session. So we're going to have to get you right on it. And we've brought Adrian Halverstadt, Royce Fraser are here from all the way from Haviland, Kansas, where they've had lots of rain this year, too. But anyway, I want to turn it over to them. I'll step off to the side and let them lead us, walk us through this process today. I'm excited about the questions they have prepared for us. Let's help each other get to wherever God is leading us. So, Adrian, thank you.
Thank you, Brother Ron. So you mean the light bulb came on and then you retired? Is that how that works? Wow. Wow. Just trans. Wrong light bulb. Well, it's good to be back here with you again. World Cafe is really a discernment process. And as friends, we're familiar with that. There's different ways that we do discernment, and using a World Cafe model is a good way to do it in a setting like this. So as we position ourselves today to go through these questions, I would ask you first and foremost to look at this as a worship service, as a time of discernment. The Spirit of God is here. He will be speaking to you individually, and you will have the opportunity to communicate what you sense he is saying to you about Iowa Yearly Meeting and writing down thoughts and sharing them at your table and then with the larger group. So really, we're involved in discernment. I just want to remind you, from last year, some of the things that we have in terms of etiquette for a World Cafe. Got some of that up here for you. It's a process designed to make visible and audible the collective intelligence of a human, living human system, like Iowa Yearly Meeting. Conversation is the core process of every World Cafe. Conversation that includes reflection, exploration, and feedback, which oftentimes leads to encouragement and synergy in creative endeavors. And we're hoping for that as the Lord speaks to us today through this time together. You're all equals as we gather here today. Everyone is a stakeholder, so to speak, in Iowa Yearly Meeting. You are a child of the living God. The Spirit of God lives in you. And we know that he still speaks today, and we as people can hear him. So we want you to do that. Listen, you have what you need inside of you to hear the Spirit speak and to communicate it today. So we would want you to do that. Intent of this specific gathering is to collectively explore God's will for the future of Iowa Yearly Meeting. Last year, we looked at the organization. This year, we want to focus in on our churches, our individual churches. So that would be the direction that we are going this afternoon. Contribute your thinking, experience, and what you have sensed the Holy Spirit is saying to you about each question today. You have 2 minutes to write down your answer to each question. Should be a big piece of paper and a pen for you to write with at your table. Everybody should have a pen. Hopefully everybody has a pen. If not, we'll go out and borrow some from Everance. They've got a bunch of them out there. But please have a pen before you, and we will want you to write on your paper, the corner that you're seated at, your answer, thoughts to the questions. And so you'll have 2 minutes to do that. You also have the opportunity to share your thoughts at your table. So you'll want to listen with understanding as those at your table would speak. You'll have the opportunity to ask them questions for clarification. You want to hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking to them as well. Everyone got a pen? Great. We want to listen together at our tables for patterns and insights and clearness of the Holy Spirit for each question. We want to try to connect ideas today. After everyone has shared, each group will have 5 minutes to really pull their thoughts together. What is the Spirit saying to your table? What can you collectively come together on? So synthesize, summarize, and ask questions, and write down a statement of what you collectively discern the Spirit is saying through your table about the question. Write that down then on the post-it note as you discern that together. And we will post them probably on one of the windows so that we have a record of that and can do further work with it. After we have our post-it notes, we'll be sharing some thoughts with one another in the big group so that you can hear what the Spirit is saying to the various tables and also probably collectively grasp what the Spirit is saying to us as a larger body today. After that, we'll take a break and you can stand and move around. We would want you to sit at a different table, perhaps sit with different people, and we will have someone to lead that table so that they can be responsible for writing down on the post-it note and speaking to the larger group and making sure it gets posted on the window as we move forward. So the process is write your thoughts for 2 minutes on each question. Share your thoughts at the table for 1 minute each. Each person ask questions, discuss, and then share with the big group. Clear as mud? Clear as Kansas mud? Iowa has more mud than Kansas these days. Is it clear as Iowa mud? Shall we pray and begin? Join me in prayer, would you? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this occasion that brings us together. We thank you for Iowa Yearly Meeting, for the rich heritage, and for the glorious future that you have prepared for her. Lord, we believe that Iowa Yearly Meeting is positioned to do great things for your glory. And as we gather here today, we believe, God, that through Iowa Yearly Meeting, you can change the world. We would ask for you to do that. Make Iowa Yearly Meeting a leader among your peers. May she be an example to other friends' organizations of what you can do through a group of people that are fully consecrated to you and walking in the Spirit through sacrificial service and leadership. Father, thank you for being here with us today through your Holy Spirit. Jesus, we believe that you are in our midst. As we look to these questions today, Father God, would you speak to us through your Spirit? Collectively, as we are here, help us to discern what it is you're saying to the church so that we can be faithful to go in a direction that would honor you and continue to facilitate the mission of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Would you like to take over?
It's a privilege to get to do World Cafe with you here. This is a model we use at the college every year to help us kind of reposition ourselves and to rethink. The wonderful thing I like about the World Cafe is that it kind of it levels all the voices. So we get all the voices speaking into one idea and one topic, and as an institution, we need that. Not just a few at the top or a few over in this corner, but we really need the flashlight on my phone. Wow, that's nice. Okay. Anyway, it's a privilege to be able to lead you in this thing. So you're going to pretend like you're at the at a cafe, you know, the French cafe, and that's all the French I know. Anyway, and you're sitting on the street and you're talking about the wonderful things that are going on in Iowa Yearly Meeting. Okay, and we're going to share about those. The first thing we're going to do is we are going to answer the question. You are going to answer the question on a stick-it note, pull it off, take your stick-it note, or you can write on the corner your big piece of paper on there. And for 2 minutes, I want you to unpack all the things you think about this question. What key elements or core values will carry Iowa Yearly Meeting churches through the next decade? What key elements will carry Iowa Yearly Meeting through the next decade? You got 2 minutes, right? Go. Everything you can think of about that question. What key elements will carry Iowa Yearly Meeting churches, not the organization, churches, through the next decade? Does anybody need any more papers at their place? What key elements, what core values need to be in place for a church to be successful in the next decade? Now, we're going to talk specifically about Iowa Yearly Meeting, but maybe you want to think about the church in general. What key elements need to be in place? Okay, here's what we do next. You're going to share around the table. You're going to tell the people at your table your ideas to this answer, to this question: what key elements or core values will carry the church through the next decade? And we're going to try to determine who's going to start that by, you have to find out who has the lightest color toothbrush at your circle, okay? Who has the lightest color toothbrush, and that person's going to start. So figure that out. Okay? All right, you got that person identified? That person is going to have 1 minute. Actually, I'm going to make it 45 seconds for him to share, he or she to share everything they know about how the church is going to be successful. And I'll say time, switch, and then we'll go to the person to the left. Now, all of you got that? Know your left hand? Okay. All right, are you ready? You got 45 seconds. First person, go. Okay. Take a deep breath. Now, on this round, what I want to do is I want you to kind of discuss the ideas. I forgot to say, but when the individuals are kind of putting their stuff out, if you kind of hold your questions to them, write down questions and so forth so that we can make it all the way around the circle. At this point, what I want you to do is discuss the ideas. If somebody said something across the table and you think, oh, that's a good one, or that's kind of like I was thinking, say more about that. Or that is not even on my radar. Why do you think that's important? Here's a time to kind of unpack the ideas that individuals had at your table. So we're going to take about 3 minutes, and I want you to unpack what was said. Ask questions, clarify. See if you can see what agreements you have, what new ideas, and kind of line them up for your table. Go. You got 3 minutes. Go. As you start clarifying those ideas, would you have somebody start writing on the big paper in the middle, the ones that you want to list and keep there? Have somebody write on the big paper the good ideas that are coming out. Big paper. You need time out because you don't have a big paper? There will be both. We'll have a big paper post-it note, and then you'll have your little ones. This was a collective idea. So what things collective you think, ooh, that's a good one. So, the markers go through on the table, so get your saliva out. Okay, here's the last step. Here's the last thing we're doing on this question. I want you across tables now to share the great ideas that are happening at your table, because you have the best ideas at your table and those other tables need to hear from you. Is that right? Okay. Now, I think I have this clear in my mind. I've been trying to pair all these tables up. So I want the three tables back in the corner here to share across tables. I want Wes, I want your table in the back table to share across tables. I want these two tables to share across tables. I want Todd, Randall, I want your tables to share. And I want this table and that table to share, so you have to shout a little bit. And then I want this table here, these tables here, all right? So you're going to share across tables in about 1 minute the cool ideas that you had that nobody else had. Ready? Go. Yeah, I really threw them a curve putting three together back there. That's, I know, I'm confusing you. Ken, go. Yeah, you may have to stand up and stand in the middle. Okay, 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. Very good. Okay, just would people from anywhere in the room just kind of shout out the good idea that was at your place that none of the rest of these tables have. Okay? Just give us ideas, things that you thought of about this question. What's a church of the decade going to need?
Bible.
That's a good start. Okay. What else? More. What else? Good. What else?
Training.
Go ahead, right here.
To train and reproduce ourselves.
Good. What else?
Leadership.
Yes. What else?
Discipleship.
Good. What else?
Yeah.
Good. What else?
Unity.
Unity. Good. What else? Good. Any more? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Ooh. Okay, we'll ignore that one. Good. This is what I want you to do. I want you to decide who's going to stay at your table. I need one person to stay at your table. Then the rest of you are going to take your sticky notes and you're going to put them on the windows up here so we can all see them all the rest of this week, okay? We're standing up, we're going to stretch, take a break, go get coffee, go get more cookies. In 5 minutes, we're back here. I want you at a different table, and we'll go to question two. We only have 3 questions to do. Stand up, stretch, you got 5 minutes. Starting right now, put your stickies on the window. Hey, are we going to run out of stickies if I haven't put them on the window right now? Okay, don't put your stickies on the window right now. I'm sorry. We'll run out of stickies, I hear. So, you do, yeah? Okay.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, don't put your stickies on the window right now. We'll wait because we may run out. Because we got 3 questions. That was number one. Stand up, stretch. You got 4.5 minutes left to go get cookies. Yeah. Amber needs friends up here. She feels so deserted. She had to stay here, and so nobody wants to sit with Amber up here. Come on. We'll put the wild side table up here. Come on. Yeah, absolutely. We've always wanted to watch you and Amber argue. Okay. The next question we're going to examine is this one. What are the most crucial needs of the Iowa Yearly Meeting churches in order to carry out what you just talked about, the key elements through the next decade and beyond? In other words, what are the crucial needs your church has in order to accomplish what you say we need to accomplish through the next decade? By the way, last year as we kind of re-examined the questions from last year the questions were about Iowa Yearly Meeting as a large organization. And I thought it was kind of it was quickly apparent that we have to really boil that down, because Iowa Yearly Meeting is only as strong as a collection of churches that make up Iowa Yearly Meeting. And so ultimately it's not about Iowa Yearly Meeting, it's about the churches of Iowa Yearly Meeting. And we can hire all the administrators we want to bring dog and pony shows across the yearly meeting, but until we are effective and vibrant churches in the yearly meeting, that won't mean much to us. So that's why we're honing in on the church this year. So you're going to have 2 minutes to write everything you know about answering this question. What are the crucial needs? Yes, I know the first two are $1 million and thousands of people. So go ahead and write those down, and then we'll start from there. But you have 2 minutes to write. Write on this question. What are the most crucial needs of Iowa Yearly Meeting churches in order to carry out the previous key elements we talked about through the next decade? Ready? Go. Right. You got 2 minutes. Go. Here we go. We are going to share again around the table. And being summer and all the activities and all the things we have to do, obviously one of the joyous jobs that we get to participate in is operating a lawnmower. So around your table, please find out who the person was who most recently last operated a lawnmower, and that's the person that's going to start. Yeah. Okay, you got him? All right, here you go. And please hold your questions. If you have a question or a comment or you say, oh, that's a good idea, write that down. And then we go to our discussion, you'll have a richer discussion. So start with the first person. You got 30 seconds to unpack everything you know. Go. Stop. Okay. All right. Randall Nichols is up here saying, let's not get radical. Come on. Keep it down. All right. We're going to discuss. You got 3 minutes to discuss around your table. Questions you have. Unpack some things. I want to hear what your idea was. Say more about that. Go. 3 minutes. Write some of your best ideas on the big paper in the middle. All right. Now we're going to share between tables. If the person that remained at the table can remember who you share with, that will really expedite this going along here. And I would suggest that when you somebody's speaking, would you stand up? I have a hearing deficiency, so it's very hard for me to hear, especially in a big room like this where there's a lot of ambient noise. So if you'd stand up and speak when you're speaking about your topics, go ahead. Identify the person who's going to talk, and tables engage back and forth across the tables. Ready? Go. Got it. 2 minutes. Okay. Again, would you shout out things that are going to be crucial for Mid-America? I was just there last week, so here we go. Let me start again. What are the most crucial needs of Iowa Yearly Meeting churches in order to carry out key elements through the next decade and beyond? So, just shout them out.
Good.
Say it again, louder.
Vision.
Outreach. Go. Good. Good. Again, back there. Good. 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 Wow. Are you sure you want to do that? Good. Others? Wow. Man. Okay. Others?
Some of you older folks might know this song, but a little less conversation, a little more action, please.
Okay. There goes World Cafe. Good. He's young. Yes. Good. All right, we got one more question. Everybody stand up, go get more coffee, more cookies. When we do this at the college, I have donuts. Because try to keep the sugar level up, you know. No donuts today. We got cookies, so let's go. Stand up, move around. Keep one person at the table. Move around. You got 5 minutes, and we'll do the last question. All right, let's go to the last question. This is the how-to question. We've been exploring why and what, and the last part of any organizational process is how. How do we put this into play? So here's your question. If you were king for a day, how would you address or put into play the crucial needs of Iowa Yearly Meeting churches during the next decade, okay? You just spent 2 sessions talking about what the critical needs are, the core values, then what that might look like, what elements make that up. Now we want to know, how would you put it into play? If you were king for a day, you were making the call, how would you implement, how would you put this all into play, all right? So you have 2 minutes to write it down, how you would implement these items if you were king for a day, or queen. Ready, go, 2 minutes. How would you implement these key core issues, values? What would you do? No fair pudding, hire Tom Showalter. Summer being the time of vacations, I want to start this final round with the person who, during the month of June or July, traveled the most miles from their home. Who at your table traveled the most miles from their home? Find that out. They get to go first. You decide whether that's round trip or one way. Ready? That person will go first, and you have 30 seconds to tell us everything you know about being king or queen for a day. Ready? Go. 30 seconds. Okay, question back and forth. Ask people to explain ideas they had. Ask them to unpack those. Write the good ideas on your big paper in the middle. Go. You got 3 minutes. Maybe there's a good idea and you want to know how they would do that. How they would do their how. Good. Okay. Would the leaders at the tables please, the ones that have stayed there, would you please connect with the table you've been connecting with? So go and share ideas back and forth. Oh, that table lost a table. So people are running to McDonald's. Look at that. Yeah, let's see. You could join. Actually, you could join Denise. Your three. Oh, tell you what. Denise, Todd, you guys go. Your table, Randall, these two tables. Okay. Let's switch. Go. You're that table over there. And you're going to have to include that table because they lost a back table. There's 90 people over at this table this time and none at that one. So let's go with these three tables, okay? So stand up and shout. Okay. One more time. I want you to just shout out the some of the great ideas at your table and please shout loudly so that we can hear them all across this room, okay?
Connection.
What else?
Getting
the youth involved. That is a great idea. Denise, did you? Discipleship. Mentoring.
Reconciliation.
Service. Passionate worship. Wow. Practicing near witness. What'd you say? Modernized communications. Telephone. What? Vision and purpose.
Community.
What else? Peacemaker. Getting out of your comfort. Man, you're good. You want to be superintendent? Tom, I got somebody here for you.
Under the heading of King for a Day.
Yes.
Mandatory tithing, mandatory attendance at monthly meeting, mandatory attendance at yearly meeting, mandatory closing the church doors periodically and getting out and serving the community.
Whoa. Is that on your paper?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Amber Louder, what? No sports on Sundays or Wednesdays. Okay, all us covert sinners who will be watching the NFL will be in trouble. Okay, anyway. All right, now, let me just say something here as we conclude this. I've worked with a couple organizations already this summer. This is the hardest work an organization has to do. This is a fun way to do it. But this is the hardest work an organization has to do is answer the why questions. And the immediate thing that's going to happen in your church or your organization to try to dodge this bullet is to start running to how-tos. Well, we just need this program. We just need to do this. And it's just an easy way to just digress and get away from answering the tough why. Why tells you how, why you exist? Why tells you what your focus is? Why tells you why you are a unique organization, a unique church in your community? And you have to answer that question so that you don't deplete your creative resources of people by running after every good thing that's out there. And you can do it just just quicker than you. It can happen. It just depletes people. You just exhaust them. We all need, every organization needs its focus. One of my favorite secular organizations is Disney. Walt Disney's thing was put a smile on every child's face. Now, subsequent leaders in that organization have tried to do some other things, and in the 90s, Disney almost disappeared because they were running after movies and they were running after all kinds of things that weren't about family. And the latest leadership has recaptured that, and now Disney is on the run again. Pixar happened because Disney lost its focus. Then when Disney brought Pixar back into the fold, now Disney's running with all their cylinders clicking. The church can do the same thing. We can get so depleted with good things, but if we lose the focus of who we are as a local church, what our ministry is, what our vision is, if Barclay College loses its focus as an institution of what we do best and why we do it, we can deplete our resources extremely quickly because we aren't a big institution. So this is a very important thing. Please use this in your local church. A fun way to do it is to have youth serving coffee and tea, just like a cafe on the corner, and have them doing that, have little flowers on your table. You can make this a really fun thing, but it gets important information on the table very quickly. When I have a new thing I need to do at the college, last year our strategic plan ended, and so we do World Cafe often, so I did kind of a modification. I did a World Cafe party in December, and we did just a little bit different, but the same idea. We got a lot of information on the board extremely in a quick fashion. So we were then able to digest that and synthesize it. We'll have a follow-up plan with this to synthesize all this information and get it out to you so that we have that in hand so we can look at that. And what happens is you start seeing connections. You start seeing this thing is mentioned all over the place. So here's an emphasis that we really need to pay attention to. Okay? Thank you for your participation. Thank you for being a part of this. Thank you for the fun. And I just have great hopes and dreams for Iowa Yearly Meeting as you press forward into a new era. And there are a lot of things you have to accomplish in where God's planted you. And so let's go do it. Let's go get it done. Okay? Great day. Anything else needs to happen? Adrian, Ron, anybody need to? Final thing, if any of you want to learn more about leadership, we have a master's program. And no. And I get to teach in it. It's a lot of fun. So please take your sticky notes and your big papers. I want the sticky notes, all of them on the window like these over here. I want the big papers on the wall outside, okay, on the wall outside. Tape those. Take the tape with you. Tape them on the wall outside. And then we can read those through the week. If you want to add something, if you see something, you go, oh, that's a good idea. And I have this idea too. That's exactly why we put them up, so that we can add ideas to them. We'll put them up in our cafeteria and we'll have students writing on them. So it's a very neat thing to get to continue to collect ideas. Ron.
Thank you, Royce Fraser. Let's give him a hand. And thank you, Adrian Halverstadt. You've been a great friend to our yearly meeting and your leadership, too. Thank you.